201, Psalm 25, verse 4. Thy way, not mine, O Lord, however dark it be. Lead me by thine own hand, choose but the path for me. Smooth let it be or rough, it will be still the best. Winding or straight, it matters not, it leads me to thy rest. I dare not choose my lot, I would not, if I might. Choose thou for me, my God, so I shall walk aright. The kingdom that I seek is thine, so let the way that leads to it be thine, else surely I shall stray. Take thou my cup, and it with joy or sorrow fill, as best to thee may seem. Choose thou my good and ill. Choose thou for me my friends, my sickness or my health. Choose thou my cares for me, my poverty or wealth. Not mine the choice, in things, or great, or small. Be thou my guide, my strength, my wisdom, and my all. Bonaire. Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 22. By faith I see my Saviour dying on the tree. To every sinner he is crying, "Look to me." He bids the guilty soul draw near. Come, come to me, dismiss your fear. Hark, hark, these precious words I hear, "Look to me." Did Christ, while I was sin pursuing, pity me? And did he save my soul from ruin? Can it be? Oh, yes, he did salvation bring. He is the Saviour, priest, and king. And now my happy soul can sing, "Mercies free." How sweet the truth! Ye sinners hear it, "Mercies free." Ye saints of God to all declare it, "Mercies free." Visit the heathen's dark abode, proclaim to all the love of God, and spread the joyous news abroad, "Mercies free." Long as I'm here, I'll still be telling, "Mercies free," and ever on his love be dwelling, "Mercies free." And when the veil of tears I've passed, when lodged above the stormy blast, his praise I'll sing while ages last, whose mercy's free. Isaiah 51, chapter 11. Will that not joyful be, when we walk by faith no more? When the Lord we loved before, as brother man we see, when he welcomes us above, when we share his smile of love, will that not joyful be? Will that not joyful be, when to meet us rise and come all our buried treasures home, a gladsome company, when our arms embrace again those we mourned so long in vain, will that not joyful be? Will that not joyful be, when the foes we dread to meet, every one beneath our feet we tread triumphantly? When we never more can know slightest touch of pain or woe, will that not joyful be? Will that not joyful be, when we hear what none can tell, and the ringing chorus swell of angels' melody? When we join their songs of praise, hallelujahs with them raise, will that not joyful be? Yes, that will joyful be. Let the world her gifts recall, there is bitterness in all, her joys are vanity. Courage, dear ones of my heart, though it grieves us here to part, there we will joyful be. Von Schweinz. Two 104. Revelations chapter 6, verse 10. How long, O Lord our Saviour, wilt thou remain away? Our hearts are growing weary of thy so long delay. Oh, when shall come the moment when, brighter far than morn, the sunshine of thy glory shall on thy people dawn? How long, O gracious Master, wilt thou thy household leave? So long hast thou now tarried, few thy return believe. Immersed in sloth and folly, thy servants, Lord, we see. A few of them stand ready with joy to welcome thee. How long, O heavenly Bridegroom, how long wilt thou delay? And yet how few are grieving that thou dost absent stay. The very bride her portion and calling hath forgot, and seeks for ease and glory where thou, her Lord, art not. Oh, wake thy slumbering virgins, send forth the solemn cry, let all thy saints repeat it, the Bridegroom draweth nigh. May all our lamps be burning, our loins all girded be, each longing heart preparing with joy thy face to see. Two 105. Psalm 63, verse 6. In the still silence of the voiceless night, when, chased by airy dreams, the slumbers flee, whom in the darkness doth my spirit seek, O God, but Thee? And if there be a weight upon my breast, some vague impression of the day foregone, scarce knowing what it is, I fly to Thee and lay it down. Or if it be the heaviness that comes in token of anticipated ill, my bosom takes no heed of what it is, since 'tis Thy will. Often, in spite of present care, or anything beside, how joyfully passed that almost solitary hour, my God, with Thee! For what is there on earth that I desire, of all that it can give or take from me, or whom in heaven doth my spirit seek, O God, but Thee? Two 106. Psalm 69, verse 18. Come nearer, nearer still, let not thy light depart. Bend, break this stubborn will, dissolve this iron heart. Less wayward let me be, more pliable and mild, in glad simplicity, more like a truthful child. Less, less of self each day, and more, my God, of Thee. O, keep me in the way, however rough it be. Less of the flesh each day, less of the world and sin, more of Thy Son, I pray, more of Thyself within. Riper and riper now, each hour let me become, less fond of things below, more fit for such a home. More moulded to Thy will, Lord, let Thy servant be, higher and higher still, liker and liker Thee. Leave naught that is unmeet. Of all that is mine own, strip me, and so complete my training for Thy throne. Bonar. 207. Psalm 148, verse 2. Ye angels, who stand round the throne, and view my Emmanuel's face, in rapturous songs make him known. Tune your soft harps to his praise. He formed you, the spirits ye are, so happy, so noble, so good, when others sunk down to despair, confirmed by his power ye stood. Ye saints, who stand nearer than they, and cast your bright crowns at his feet, his grace and his glory display. Oh, tell of his love as is meet. He saved you from hell and the grave, he ransomed from death and despair. For you he was mighty to save, almighty to bring you safe there. Oh, when will the period appear when I shall unite in your song? I'm weary of lingering here, and I to your Saviour belong. I'm fettered and chained up in clay, I struggle and pant to be free. I long to be soaring away, my God and my Saviour to see. I want to put on my attire, washed white in the blood of the Lamb. I want to be one of your choir, and tune my sweet harp to his name. I want, oh, I want to be there, where sorrow and sin bid adieu, your joy and your friendship to share, to wonder and worship with you. Two hundred and eight. First John chapter 3, verse 2. What shall we be, and whither shall we go, when the last conflict of our life is o'er, and we return from wandering to and fro, to our dear home through heaven's eternal door? When we shake off the last dust from our feet, when we wipe off the last drop from our brow, and our departed friends once more shall greet the hope which cheers and comforts us below. What shall we be, when we ourselves shall see, bathed in the flood of everlasting light, and from all guilt and sin entirely free, stand pure and blameless in our Master's sight? No longer from his holy presence driven, conscious of guilt and stung with inward pain, but friends of God and citizens of heaven, to join the ranks of his celestial train. What shall we be, when we drink in the sound of heavenly music from the spheres above, when golden harps to listening hosts around declare the wonders of redeeming love, when far and wide through the resounding air loud hallelujahs from the ransomed rise, and holy incense, sweet with praise and prayer, is wafted to the highest through the skies? What shall we be, when the freed soul shall rise with unrestrained and bold aspiring flight to him who by his wondrous sacrifice hath opened heaven and scattered sin's dark night? When from the eye of faith the thin veil drops like wreaths of mist before the morning's rays, and we behold the end of all our hopes, the Son of God in full refulgent blaze? What shall we be, when we shall hear him say, Come, O ye blessed, when we see him stand, robed in the light of everlasting day, before the throne of God at his right hand? When we behold the eyes from which once flowed tears o'er the sin and misery of man, and the deep wounds from which the precious blood that made atonement for the world once ran? What shall we be, when hand in hand we go with blessed spirits risen from the tomb, where streams of living waters softly flow, and trees still flourish in primeval bloom, where in perpetual youth no cheek looks old by the sharp touch of cruel time impressed, where no bright eye is dimmed no heart grows cold, no grief, no pain, no death invades the blest. What shall we be when every glance we cast at the dark valley underneath our feet, and every retrospect of troubles past makes heaven brighter and its joys more sweet? When the remembrance of our former woe gives a new relish to our present peace, and draws our heart to Him to whom we owe our past deliverance and our present bliss. What shall we be who have in Christ believed? What through His grace shall be our sweet reward? Eye hath not seen, ear heard, or heart conceived, what God for those who love Him hath prepared. Let us the steep ascent boldly climb. Our toil and labor will be well repaid. Let us haste onward, till in God's good time we reap the fruit, a crown that doth not fade. From Lyra Domestica. Hymn 209, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37. A little while of mingled joy and sorrow, a few more years to wander here below, to wait the dawning of that golden morrow, when night shall break above our night of woe. A few more thorns about our pathways growing, ere yet our hands may cull the heavenly flowers, the morn of joy, but first the tearful sowing, ere we may rest these weary souls of ours. A few more hours of weariness and sighing, of mourning o'er the power of inner sin, a little while of daily crucifying unto this world the evil heart within. A little longer in this vale of weeping, of yearning for the sinless home above, a little while of watching and of keeping our garments by the power of Him we love. A little while for winning souls to Jesus, ere yet we see His beauty face to face. A little while for healing soul diseases, by telling others of a Saviour's grace. A little while to tell the joyful story of Him who made our guilt and curse His own. A little while ere we behold the glory, to gain fresh jewels for our heavenly crown. A little while, and we shall dwell for ever within our bright, our everlasting home, where time, or space, or death no more can sever our grief-wrung hearts, and pain can never come. 'Tis but a little while. The way is dreary, the night is dark, but we are nearing land. Oh, for the rest of heaven, for we are weary, and long to mingle with the deathless band. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. There is a city of the saints, where we ere long shall stand, when we shall strike these desert tents, and quit the desert sand. Fair vision, how thy distant gleam brightens time's saddest hue, far fairer than the fairest dream, and yet so strangely true. Fair vision, how thou liftest up our drooping brow and eye, with the calm joy of thy sure hope fixing our souls on high. Thy light makes now the darkest page in memory's scroll grow fair, blanching the lines which time and age had only deepened there. With thee in view, the rugged slope becomes a level way, smoothed by the magic of thy hope and gladdened by thy ray. With thee in view, how poor appear the world's most winning smiles. Vain is the tempter's subtlest snare, and vain hell's varied wiles. Now welcome toil, and care, and pain, and welcome sorrow too. All toil is rest, all grief is gain, with such a prize in view. Come crown and thorn, come robe and palm, burst forth glad streams of peace. Come, holy city of the Lamb, rise, the Son of Righteousness. When shall the clouds that veil thy rays forever be withdrawn? Why dost thou tarry, Day of Days? When shall thy brightness dawn? Bonar. Revelations chapter 22, verse 17. Come to the blood-stained tree, the victim bleeding lies. God sets the sinner free, since Christ a ransom dies. The Spirit will apply His blood to cleanse thy stain. O burdened soul, draw nigh, for none can come in vain. Dark though thy guilt appear, and deep its crimson dye, there's boundless mercy here, and Jesus bids thee try. Oh, do not doubt His word. There's pardon full and free, for justice smote the Lord, and sheathes her sword for thee. Look not within for peace. Within there's naught to cheer. Look up and find release from sin and self and fear. If gloom thy soul enshroud, if tears face eye bedim, if doubts around thee crowd, come, tell thou all to Him. Rest to the weary soul and aching breast is given. Grace makes the wounded whole, love fills the heart with heaven. For thee, my soul, for thee, these precious joys were bought. Accept the mercy free that Christ to earth has brought. Come, with the ransomed train, the Saviour's praises sing. Rejoice, the Lamb was slain. Adore, He reigns a King. And soon before His face we'll praise in heaven above, triumphant through His grace, enraptured with His love. John chapter 15, verse 4. Oh, abide, abide in Jesus, who for us bare griefs untold, and Himself, from pain to ease us, suffered pangs a thousandfold. Bide with Him, who still abideth when all else shall pass away, and, as Judge Supreme, presideth in that dread and awful day. All is dying, hearts are breaking, which to ours were once fast bound, and the lips have ceased from speaking, which once uttered such sweet sound, and the arms are powerless lying, which were our support and stay, and the eyes are dim and dying, which once watched us night and day. Everything we love and cherish hastens onward to the grave. Earthly joys and pleasure perish, and whate'er the world e'er gave. All is fading, all is fleeing, earthly flames must cease to glow, earthly beings cease from being, earthly blossoms cease to blow. Yet unchanged, while all decayeth, Jesus stands upon the dust. Lean on me alone, He saith, hope and love and firmly trust. O abide, abide in Jesus, who Himself forever lives, who from death eternal frees us, yea, who life eternal gives. From Lyra Domestica. Canticles, chapter 2, verse 16. Mine, what rays of glory bright now upon the promise shine! I have found the Lord my light. I am His, and He is mine. Mine, the promise often read, now in living truth impressed, once acknowledged in the head, now a fire in the breast. Mine no more, the crimson stains, here I see them blotted out. Mine no more the bonds and chains, mine no more the fear and doubt. Mine, acceptance at the throne. Mine, the Father's owning smile. Mine, the Father's love unknown, what shall from love beguile? Mine, the yoke that's lined with love. Mine, the imputed righteousness. Mine, the armor for the fight. Mine, the way of holiness. Mine, the mighty Paraclete. Mine, his comfort and his grace. Mine, the hope surpassing sweet. Jesus, I shall see thy face. Mine, unto a worm like me, such a weight of glory is given. Yea, to know the mystery here in part, the whole in heaven. Mine, the promise cannot change. Mine, though oft my eyes are dim, nought can from his love estrange those who once are bought by him. Mine, though oft my hand may fail, he is strong and holds me fast. His dear blood shall still prevail, he shall lead me home at last. Mine, when death the bars shall break, mid those glories all divine, satisfied I shall awake, clasp his feet and call him mine. E.Z.B. Psalm 30, verse 7. I thought that I was strong, Lord, and did not need thine arm. Though troubles thronged around me, my heart felt no alarm. I thought that I was rich, Lord, that all good things were mine, and earth with all its pleasures did my vain heart entwine. But thou hast broke the spell, Lord, and roused me from my dream. The light has waked, Lord, my soul, with bright unerring beam. I know that I am weak, Lord, that nothing is my own, but thou wilt make me strong, Lord, leaning on thee alone. I know that I was blind, Lord, I did not see thy light, but now my eyes are opened, for thou hast given me sight. Yes, thou hast given me sight, Lord, and I can see within. I see my heart defiled, Lord, with deepest stain of sin. But with this bitter grief comes a rush of joy untold, like sunrise on the mountains, flooding their heights with gold. For I know thy blood has cleansed me, and I know that I'm forgiven, and all the roughest paths here will surely end in heaven. For I know that I am thine, Lord, and that none can pluck away the feeblest sheep that ever did make thine arm its stay. My soul in death was sleeping, but thou hast given it life, and strengthened it by thy Spirit. I'm ready for the strife, ready for pain and sickness, ready for care and grief, for I know I have in thee, Lord, an ever sure relief. Ready to work and suffer, to love and hope and pray, ready to go to thee, Lord, when thou shalt call away. Psalm 27, verse 9. O Jesus, leave not me, though full of sin I be. Love, love me yet. O, take me to thy breast, for there I'll find true rest, and with thy love possessed, all else forget. When I'm with Thee above, I'll thank Thee for Thy love, that sends this pain. Though dark my way appear, and washed with many a tear, the prospect yet will clear, when heaven I gain. Oh, guide me, Saviour, now, submissive may I bow unto Thy will. If trials be my lot, my home a far off spot, yet, Saviour, leave me not, be near me still. First Chronicles, chapter 13, verse 14. O happy house, O home supremely blessed, where Thou, Lord Jesus Christ, art entertained, as the most welcome and beloved guest, with true devotion and with love unfeigned, where all hearts beat in unison with Thine, where eyes grow brighter as they look on Thee, where all are ready at the slightest sign to do Thy will, and do it heartily. O happy house, where man and wife are one, through love of Thee in spirit, heart, and mind, together joined by holy bands which none, not death itself, can sever or unbind, where both on Thee unfailingly depend, in weal and woe, in good and evil days, and hope with Thee eternity to spend, in sweet communion and eternal praise. O happy house, where with the hands of prayer parents commit their children to the friend, who, with a more than mother's tender care, will watch and keep them safely to the end, where they are taught to sit at Jesus' feet, and listen to the words of life and truth, and learn to lisp His praise in accents sweet, from early childhood to advancing youth. O happy house, where man and maid pursue their daily labors as unto the Lord, desiring only that whate'er they do may be according to His will and word. As servants, yet as friends and brethren too, their love with deep humility combined, no less in little than in great things true, they serve Him gladly with a willing mind. O happy house, where Thou dost share the weal, where none forget Thee whatsoe'er befall. O happy house, where Thy the wounds dost heal, the healer and the comforter of all, till every one his stated task hath done, and all at length shall peacefully depart to the bright realms where Thou Thyself art gone, the Father's house where Thou already art. From Lyra Domestica. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. For a new year. Rejoice, my fellow pilgrim, for another stage is o'er, of the weary homeward journey, to be travelled through no more. No more these clouds and shadows shall darken all our sky. No more these snares and stumbling blocks across our path shall lie. Rejoice, my fellow soldier, for another long campaign is ended, and its dangers have not been met in vain. Some enemies are driven back, some ramparts overthrown, some earnest given that victory at length shall be our own. Rejoice, my fellow servant, for another year is past. The heat and burden of the day will not for ever last. And yet the work is pleasant now, and sweet the Master's smile. And well may we be diligent through all our little while. Rejoice, my Christian brother, for the race is nearly run, and home is drawing nearer with each revolving sun. And if some ties are breaking here of earthly hope and love, more sweet are the attractions of the better land above. The light that shone through all the past will still our steps attend. The guide who led us hitherto will lead us to the end. The distant view is brightening, with fewer clouds between. The golden streets are gleaming now, the pearly gates are seen. Oh, for the joyous greetings there, to meet and part no more, forever with the Lord and all His loved ones gone before. New mercies from our Father's hand with each new year may come, but that will be the best of all, a blissful welcome home. From Thoughts for Thoughtful Hours. Psalm 218, Psalm 36, verse 9. Source of my life's refreshing springs, whose presence in my heart sustains me, thy love appoints me pleasant things, thy mercy orders all that pains me. If loving hearts were never lonely, if all they wish might always be, accepting what they look for only, they might be glad, but not in thee. Well may thy own beloved, who see in all their lot their Father's pleasure, bear loss of all they love, save thee, their living, everlasting treasure. Well may thy happy children cease from restless wishes, prone to sin, and in thine own exceeding peace yield to thy daily discipline. We need as much the cross to bear, as air to breathe, as light to see. It draws us to thy side in prayer. It binds us to our strength in thee. Psalm 219, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Come, Lord, and tarry not. Bring the long-looked-for day. Oh, why these years of waiting here, these ages of delay? Come, for thy saints still wait, daily ascends their sigh. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, dost thou not hear the cry? Come, for thy Israel pines an exile from thy fold. O call to mind thy faithful word, and bless them as of old. Come, for the good are few, they lift their voice in vain. Faith waxes fainter on the earth, and love is on the wane. Come, for the corn is ripe, put in thy sickle now. Reap the great harvest of the earth, sower and reaper thou. Come, in thy glorious might, come with the iron rod, scattering thy foes before thy face, most mighty Son of God. Come, and make all things new, build up this ruined earth, restore our faded paradise, creation's second birth. Come, and begin thy reign of everlasting peace. Come, take the kingdom to thyself, great King of righteousness. Bonar. Psalm 220, Luke chapter 24, verses 30 and 31, sacramental. Shepherd of souls, refresh and bless thy chosen pilgrim flock, with manna from the wilderness, with water from the rock. Hungry and thirsty, faint and weak, as thou when here below, our souls the joys celestial seek, that from thy sorrows flow. We would not live by bread alone, but by thy word of grace, in strength of which we travel on to our abiding place. Be known to us in breaking bread, but do not then depart. Saviour, abide with us, and spread thy table in our heart. Then sup with us in love divine, thy body and thy blood, that living bread and heavenly wine be our immortal food. Canticles, chapters 1 and 2. Still on thy loving heart let me repose, Jesus, sweet author of my joy and rest. Oh, let me pour my sorrows, cares, and woes into thy true and sympathizing breast. Thy love grows never cold, but its pure flame seems every day more strong and bright to glow. Thy truth remains eternally the same, pure and unsullied as the mountain snow. Oh, what is other love compared with thine, of such high value and eternal worth? What is man's love compared with love divine, which never changes in this changing earth? Love, which in this cold world grows never cold, love, which decays not with the world's decay, love, which is young when all things else grow old, which lives when heaven and earth shall pass away. How little love unchangeable and fixed in this dark valley doth to man remain! With what unworthy motives is it mixed, how full of grief, uncertainty, and pain! Love is the object which attracts all eyes. We win it, and already fear to part. A thousand rivals watch to seize the prize, and tear the precious idol from our heart. But thou, in spite of our offences past, and those, alas, which still in us are found, hast loved us, Jesus, with a love so vast, no span can reach it, and no plummet sound. Though the poor love we give thee in return should wane and flicker, thine is ever true. Its sacred fires eternally doth burn, though everlasting, always fresh and new. Thou, who art ever ready to embrace all those who truly after thee inquire, thou, who hast promised in thy heart a place to all who love thee and a place desire, oh, Lord, when I am anxious and oppressed, and dim with tears mine eyes can hardly see, oh, let me lean upon thy faithful breast, rejoicing that e'en I am loved by thee. From Lyra Domestica. John 21, verses 15 to 17. Thou knowest, Lord, the weariness and sorrow of the sad heart that comes to thee for rest. Cares of today and burdens of tomorrow, blessings implored and sins to be confessed. I come before thee at thy gracious word and lay them at thy feet. Thou knowest, Lord. Thou knowest, all the past, how long and blindly, on the dark mountains the lost wanderer strayed, how the good shepherd followed, and how kindly he bore it home upon his shoulders laid, and healed the bleeding wounds and soothed the pain, and brought back life and hope and strength again. Thou knowest all the present, each temptation, each toilsome duty, each foreboding fear, all to myself assigned of tribulation, or to beloved ones than self more dear, all pensive memories as I journey on, longings for vanished smiles and voices gone. Thou knowest all the future gleams of gladness, by stormy clouds too quickly overcast, hopes of sweet fellowship and parting sadness, and the dark river to be crossed at last. Oh, what confidence and hope afford to tread that path but this, Thou knowest, Lord. Thou knowest, not alone as God all-knowing, as man, our mortal weakness Thou hast proved on earth, with purest sympathies o'erflowing. O Saviour, Thou hast wept, and Thou hast loved. And love and sorrow still to Thee may come, and find a hiding place, a rest, a home. Therefore I come, Thy gentle call obeying, and lay my sins and sorrows at Thy feet, on everlasting strength my weakness staying, clothed in Thy robe of righteousness complete. Then rising and refreshed, I leave Thy throne, and follow on to know as I am known. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. While others pray for grace to die, O Lord, I pray for grace to live, for every hour a fresh supply. Oh, see my need, and freely give. I do not dread the hour of death, for I am Thine, no fears remain. I know that with my parting breath, I yield forever mortal pain. E'en if the darkness should appear too deep for faith as well as sight, if I am Thine, Thou wilt be near, and take me to Thy heavenly light. But oh, my Lord, in life's highway I crave the sunshine of Thy face, and every moment of the day I need Thy strong supporting grace. I dare not, will not, Lord, deny, that heart and feet both go astray. Therefore the more to Thee I cry to keep me in the chosen way. The more my sin and unbelief keep me from walking near to Thee, the more, Lord Jesus, is my grief, the more I long Thy face to see. First Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Yes, for me he careth, with a brother's tender care. Yes, with me he shareth every burden, every fear. Yes, o'er me he watcheth, ceaseless watcheth, night and day. Yes, even me he snatcheth from the perils of the way. Yes, for me he standeth pleading at the mercy seat above, ever for me interceding, constant in untiring love. Yes, in me he dwelleth, I in him, and he in me. And my empty soul he filleth, here and through eternity. Thus I wait for his returning, singing all the way to heaven. Such the joyful song of morning, such the tranquil song of even. Bonar. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Look up, my soul, to Christ thy joy, with a believing mind. With all the ills which thee annoy, the way to Jesus find. Here in this world thou hast no home, nor lasting joy. To Jesus come. He is the pearl of greatest price, who all thy wants supplies. Steadfast in faith to Jesus cleave, his faithfulness review, and every burden with him leave, whose love is daily new. His ways with thee are just and right, he puts thy enemies to flight. however threatening they appear, take courage, He is near. Thy closet enter, pray and sigh, to Jesus tell thy grief. His ear is open to thy cry, His hand to give relief. Though men forsake thee, hate and grieve, thy Saviour thee will never leave. His word is past, He'll aid afford. Rely upon the Lord. Lift up thy heart to Him on high, and leave this sordid earth. Behold, with a believing eye, Christ's excellence and worth. Devote thy life, thy all, to Him, who did thy soul from death redeem. In love to thee the cross endured, and life for thee procured. Arise, and see the things above. Let heaven be all thine aim. Where Jesus dwells in bliss and love, and earth and sin disclaim. The world and all its empty joy His potent breath will soon destroy. Abiding rest and peace of mind in Christ alone we find. Two hundred and twenty-six, John chapter 14, verse 6. Amid life's wild commotion, where not the heart can cheer, who points beyond its ocean to heaven's brighter sphere? Our feeble footsteps guiding, when from the path we stray, who leads to bliss abiding? Christ is our only way. When doubts and fears distress us, and all around is gloom, and shame and fear oppress us, who can our souls illume? Heaven's rays are round us gleaming, and making all things bright. The Sun of Truth is beaming in glory on our sight. Who fills our hearts with gladness that none can take away? Who shows us midst our sadness the distant realms of day? Mid fears of death assailing, who stills the heart's wild strife? 'Tis Christ, our aid unfailing, the way, the truth, the life. Arndt. Two hundred and twenty-seven, Psalm 66, verse 16. Come and rejoice with me, for once my heart was poor, and I have found a treasury of love, a boundless store. Come and rejoice with me. I, once so sick at heart, have met with one who knows my case and knows the healing art. Come and rejoice with me, for I was wearied sore, and I have found a mighty arm which holds me evermore. Come and rejoice with me. My feet so wide did roam, and one has sought me from afar, and beareth me safe home. Come and rejoice with me, for I have found a friend, who knows my heart's most secret depths, yet loves me without end. I knew not of his love, yet he had loved me long, with love so faithful and so deep, so tender and so strong. And now I know it all, have heard and known his voice, and hear it still from day to day. Can I enough rejoice? Two hundred and twenty-eight, 1 Peter 2:7. Precious is the name of Jesus. Who can half its worth unfold? Far beyond angelic praises, sweetly sung to harps of gold. Precious as the Mediator, by the Father raised on high. Precious when he took our nature, laid his awful glory by. precious, when to Calvary groaning he sustained the cursing tree, precious, when his death atoning made an end of sin for thee, precious, in his death victorious, he the host of hell o'erthrows, in his resurrection glorious, victor crowned o'er all his foes. Precious, Lord, beyond expressing, are thy beauties all divine. Glory, honor, power, and blessing, be henceforth for ever thine. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. My bark is on a troubled sea, the winds and waves may adverse be, but hope, my anchor's firmly cast within the veil, for ever fast. How oft, when tempest tossed at night, I watched in vain for dawning light, yet think, when terrors would prevail, my anchor is within the veil. Within the veil, where Jesus stands, and shows to God his blood-stained hands. Within the veil, he went to bear my name upon the breastplate there. My hope must have his righteousness, for it can rest on nothing less. Within the veil is still my prayer, oh, may my anchor enter there. Although the billows round me roll, they never can o'erwhelm my soul. Within the veil my anchor's cast, unshaken by the stormy blast. Whene'er I quit this changing scene, may I depart in hope serene, and find, when heart and flesh shall fail, my anchor cast within the veil. First Peter chapter 2, verse 21. How shall I follow him I serve? How shall I copy him I love? Nor from those blessed footsteps swerve, which lead me to his seat above. Privations, sorrows, bitter scorn, the life of toil, the mean abode, the faithless kiss, the crown of thorn, are these the consecrated road? 'Twas thus he suffered, though a son, foreknowing, choosing, feeling all, until the perfect work was done, and drank the bitter cup of gall. Lord, should my path through suffering lie, forbid it I should e'er repine. Still let me turn to Calvary, nor heed my griefs, remembering thine. O let me think how thou didst leave untasted every pure delight, to fast, to faint, to watch, to grieve, the toilsome day, the homeless night, to faint, to grieve, to die for me, thou camest not thyself to please. And dear as earthly comforts be, shall I not love thee more than these? First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 15. Heavenward our path still goes, sojourners on earth we wander, till we reach our blessed repose, in the land of promise yonder. Here we stay a pilgrim band, there must be our fatherland. Heavenward, my soul arise, for thou art a heavenly being. Thou shouldst seek no earthly prize, when from this world thou art fleeing. Hearts with heavenly wisdom blessed can in heaven alone find rest. Heavenward, death's mighty hand guides me there to joy and gladness. There, within that blessed land, victor over pain and sadness. Christ himself has gone before. Can I dread an unknown shore? Heavenward, O heavenward, there shall be my lot and treasure. Let me strive my heart to guard from each vain and worldly pleasure. Heavenward my thoughts must tend, till in heaven my cares shall end. Schmolk. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Oh, eyes that are weary and hearts that are sore, look off unto Jesus and sorrow no more. The light of his countenance shineth so bright that on earth, as in heaven, there need be no night. Looking off unto Jesus, my eyes cannot see the troubles and dangers that throng around me. They cannot be blinded with sorrowful tears. They cannot be shadowed with unbelief fears. Looking off unto Jesus, my spirit is blessed. In the world I have turmoil, in him I have rest. The sea of my life all about me may roar. When I look unto Jesus, I hear it no more. Looking off unto Jesus, I go not astray. My eyes are on him, and he shows me the way. The path may seem dark as he leads me along, but following Jesus, I cannot go wrong. Looking off unto Jesus, my heart cannot fear. Its trembling is still when I see Jesus near. I know that his power my safeguard will be, for, why are you troubled? He saith unto me. Looking off unto Jesus, oh, may I be found, when the waters of Jordan encompass me round. Let them bear me away in his presence to be. 'Tis but seeing him near whom always I see. Then shall I know the full beauty and grace of Jesus, my Lord, when I stand face to face. I shall know how his love went before me each day, and wonder that ever my eyes turned away. Psalm 25, verse 5. Come to me, Lord, when first I wake, as the faint lights of morning break. Bid purest thoughts within me rise, like fragrant incense to the skies. Come to me in the sultry noon, or earth's low communing will soon of thy dear face eclipse the light, and change my fairest day to night. Come to me in the evening shade, and if my heart from thee has strayed, oh, bring it back, and from afar shine on me like the evening star. Come to me in the midnight hour, when sleep withdraws its balmy power. Let my lone spirit find its rest, like John upon my Saviour's breast. Come to me through life's changing way, and when its pulses cease to play, then, Saviour, bid me come to thee, that where thou art, I too may be. Acts chapter 21, verse 14. My will would like a life of ease, and power to do, and time to rest. And wealth and health my will would please, but, Lord, I know Thy will is best. If I have strength to do Thy will, that should be power enough for me, whether to walk or to sit still, the appointment of the day may be. And if by sickness I may grow more patient, holy, and resigned, strong health I need not wish to know, and greater ease I cannot find. And rest, I need not seek it here, for perfect rest remaineth still. When in Thy presence we appear, rest shall be given by Thy will. Lord, I have given my life to Thee, and every day and hour is Thine. What Thou appointest, let them be. Thy will is better, Lord, than mine. Revelation chapter 19, verse 1. Sing hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sing with a cheerful voice. Exalt our God with one accord, and in His name rejoice. Ne'er cease to sing, thou ransomed host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, until in realms of endless light your praises shall unite. There we to all eternity shall join the angelic lays, and sing in perfect harmony to God our Savior's praise. He hath redeemed us by His blood, and made us kings and priests to God. For us the Lamb was slain. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto Him and be saved, unto Him who was nailed to the tree. Oh, why was He there as the bearer of sin, if on Him all thy sins were not laid? Oh, why from His side flowed the sin-cleansing blood, if His dying thy debt hath not paid? It is not thy tears of repentance or prayers, but the blood that atones for the soul. On Him, then, who shed it, thou mayest at once thy weight of iniquities roll. His anguish of soul on the cross hast thou seen? His cry of distress hast thou heard? Then why, if the terrors of wrath He endured, should pardon to thee be deferred? Thou art healed by His stripes, wouldst thou add to the word? And He is thy righteousness made. The best robe of heaven He bids thee put on. Say, couldst thou be better arrayed? Then doubt not thy pardon, since God has declared there remained no more to be done, that once in the end of the world He appeared and completed the work He begun. But take with rejoicing from Jesus at once the life everlasting He gives, and know with assurance thou never canst die, since Jesus thy righteousness lives. There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto Him and be saved, and know thyself spotless as He. First Peter chapter 2, verse 11. A pilgrim here I wander, on earth have no abode. My fatherland is yonder, my home is with my God. From here I journey to and fro, there, in eternal rest, will God his gracious gift bestow on all the toil oppressed. For what hath life been giving, from youth up to this day, but constant toil and striving, far back as thought can stray? How many a day of toil and care, how many a night of tears, hath passed in grief that none could share, in lonely, anxious fears. How many a storm hath lightened and thundered round my path, and winds and rains have frightened my heart with fiercest wrath. And cruel envy, hatred, scorn, have darkened oft my lot, and patiently reproach I've borne, though I deserved it not. Then through this life of dangers I'll onward take my way, for in this land of strangers I do not think to stay. Still forward on the road I fare that leads me to my home. My Father's comfort waits me there, when I have overcome. Ah, yes, my home is yonder, where the angelic bands praise him with awe and wonder, in whose almighty hands all things that are and shall be lie, by him upholden still, who casteth down and lifts on high at his most holy will. That home I have desired, 'tis there I would be gone, till I am well nigh tired, o'er earth I've journeyed on. The longer here I roam, I find the less real joy, that e'er could please or fill my mind, for all hath some alloy. Where now my spirit stayeth, is not her true abode. This earthly house decayeth, and she will drop its load. When comes the hour to leave beneath what now I use and have, and when I've yielded up my breath, earth gives me but a grave. But thou, my joy and gladness, Jesus, my life and light, will raise me from this sadness, this long tempestuous night, into the perfect gladsome day, where, bathed in joy divine, among thy saints, and bright as they, I too shall ever shine. There shall I dwell for ever, not as a guest alone, with those who cease there never to worship at thy throne. There in my heritage I'll rest, from baser things set free, and join the chorus of the blessed, for ever, Lord, to thee. From Lyra Germanica. John chapter 16, verse 18. Oh, for the peace which floweth as a river, making life's desert places bloom and smile. Oh, for the faith to grasp heaven's bright forever, amid the shadows of that little while. A little while for patient vigil keeping, to face the storm, to wrestle with the strong. A little while to sow the seed with weeping, then bind the sheaves and sing the harvest song. A little while to wear the robe of sadness and toil with weary step through miry ways, then to pour forth the fragrant oil of gladness and clasp the girdle round the robe of praise. A little while midst shadow and illusion to strive by faith love's mysteries to spell, then read each dark enigma's bright solution, and hail sight's verdict, he doeth all things well. A little while, the earthen pitcher taking to wayside brooks from far-off fountains fed, then the cool lip its thirst ever slaking beside the fullness of the fountain head. A little while, to keep the oil from failing, a little while, face flickering lamp to trim. and then the bridegroom's coming footsteps hailing, to haste to meet him with the bridal hymn. Thus he who is himself the gift and giver, the future glory and the present smile, with the bright promise of the glad forever, can light the shadows of the little while. Two 139, Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. My Lord hath taught me how to want a place wherein to put my head. While He is mine, I'll be content to beg or lack my daily bread. Heaven is my roof, earth is my floor. Thy love can keep me dry and warm. Christ and Thy bounty are my store. Thy angels guard me from all harm. Must I forsake the soil and air, where first I drew my vital breath? That way may be as near and fair, thence I may come to Thee by death. All countries are my Father's lands. Thy Son, Thy love, doth shine on all. We may in all lift up pure hands, and with acceptance on Thee call. What, if in prison I must dwell, may I not there converse with Thee? Save me from sin, Thy wrath, and hell. Call me Thy child, and I am free. No walls or bars can keep Thee out. None can confine a holy soul. The streets of heaven it walks about. None can its liberty control. Richard Baxter. Two 140, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Thy works, not mine, O Christ, speak gladness to this heart. They tell me all is done, they bid my fear depart. To whom, save Thee, who can alone for sin atone, Lord, should I flee? Thy pains, not mine, O Christ, upon the shameful tree, have paid the law's full price, and purchased peace for me. To whom, save Thee, who can alone for sin atone, Lord, shall I flee? Thy wounds, not mine, O Christ, can heal my bruised soul. Thy stripes, not mine, contain the balm that makes me whole. To whom, save Thee, who can alone for sin atone, Lord, shall I flee? Thy cross, not mine, O Christ, has borne the awful load of sins that none in heaven or earth could bear but God. To whom, save Thee, who can alone for sin atone, Lord, shall I flee? Thy death, not mine, O Christ, has paid the ransom due. 10,000 deaths like mine would have been all too few. To whom, save Thee, who can alone for sin atone, Lord, shall I flee? Thy righteousness, O Christ, alone can cover me. No righteousness avails save that which is of Thee. To whom save Thee, who can alone for sin atone, Lord, shall I flee? Thy righteousness alone can clothe and beautify. I wrap it round my soul. In this I'll live and die. To whom save Thee, who can alone for sin atone, Lord, shall I flee? Bonar. Two 141, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Come, worship at Emmanuel's feet. Behold in him what wonders meet. Words are too feeble to express his worth, his glory, or his grace. He is the head, each member lives, and owns the vital power he gives. The saints below and saints above, joined by his Spirit and his love. He is the vine, his heavenly root supplies each branch with life and fruit. Oh, may a lasting union join my soul to Christ, the living vine. He is the rock, how firm he proves, the rock of ages never moves. But the sweet streams that from him flow attend us all the journeys through. He is the sun of righteousness, diffusing light and joy and peace. What healing in his beams appears, to chase our clouds and dry our tears. Yet faintly to us mortals here, his glory, grace, and worth appear. His beauties we shall clearly trace, when we behold him face to face. Second Kings chapter 20, verse 19. Whatever my God ordains is right. His will is ever just. However he orders now my cause, I will be still and trust. He is my God, though dark my road. He holds me that I shall not fall. Wherefore to him I leave it all. Whate'er my God ordains is right. He never will deceive. He leads me by the proper path, and so to him I cleave. And take content what he hath sent. His hand can turn my griefs away, and patiently I wait his day. Whate'er my God ordains is right. He taketh thought for me. The cup that my physician gives no poisoned draught can be, but medicine do. For God is true, and on that changeless truth I build, and all my heart with hope is filled. Whate'er my God ordains is right. Though I the cup must drink, that bitter seems to my faint heart, I will not fear nor shrink. Tears pass away with dawn of day, sweet comfort yet shall fill my heart, and pain and sorrow all depart. Whate'er my God ordains is right. My light, my life is he, who cannot will me aught but good. I trust him utterly. For well I know, in joy or woe, we soon shall see as sunlight clear, how faithful was our guardian here. Whate'er my God ordains is right. Here will I take my stand, though sorrow, need, or death make earth for me a desert land. My Father's care is round me there. He holds me that I shall not fall, and so to him I leave it all. From Lyra Germanica. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. I am a stranger here, no home, no rest I see. Not all earth counts most dear can win a sigh from me. I'm going home. Jesus, thy home is mine, and I thy Father's child. With hopes and joys divine, the world's a dreary wild. I'm going home. Home, oh, how soft and sweet it thrills upon the heart. Home, where the brethren meet and never, never part. I'm going home. Home, where the bridegroom takes the purchase of his love. Home, where the Father waits to welcome saints above. I'm going home. Yes, when the world looks cold, which did my Lord revile, a lamb within the fold, I can look up and smile. I'm going home. When earth's delusive charms would snare my pilgrim feet, I fly to Jesus' arms, and yet again repeat, I'm going home. when breaks each mortal tie that holds me from the jail, this can satisfy the cravings of my soul. I'm going home. Ah, gently, gently lead along the painful way, bid every word and deed and every look to say, I'm going home. Two hundred and forty-four, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Hast thou within a care so deep, it chases from thy eyelids sleep? To thy Redeemer take that care, and change anxiety to prayer. Hast thou a hope with which thy heart would almost feel its death depart? Entreat thy God that hope to crown, or give thee strength to lay it down. Hast thou a friend whose image dear may prove an idol worshipped here? Implore the Lord that naught may be a shadow between heaven and thee. Whate'er the care which breaks thy rest, whate'er the wish that swells thy breast, spread before God that wish, that care, and change anxiety to prayer. Two hundred and forty-five, Psalm 43, verse 5. Why restless? Why so weary? My soul, why so cast down? Is all around thee dreary, and hath the cross no crown? Where is the God that found thee, who once could make thee glad? His arms are still around thee, then wherefore art thou sad? O trust the Lord who bought thee, O trust the sinner's friend. The wondrous love that sought thee will keep thee to the end. 'Twill give a glorious morrow to this thy night of pain, and make thy dews of sorrow like shining after rain. Two hundred and forty-six, Revelation chapter 22, verse 5. No shadows yonder, all light and song. Each day I wonder and say, how long shall time me sunder from that dear throng? No weeping yonder, all fled away, while here I wander each weary day, and sigh as I ponder my long, long stay. No partings yonder, time and space never again shall sunder, hearts cannot sever, dearer and fonder hands clasp for ever. No wanting yonder, bought by the Lamb, all gathered under the evergreen palm, loud as night's thunder ascends the glad psalm. Bonar. Two hundred and forty-seven, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Never further than thy cross, never higher than thy feet. Here earth's precious things seem dross, here earth's bitter things seem sweet. Gazing thus, our sin we see, learn thy love whilst gazing thus. Sin which laid the cross on thee, love which bore the cross for us. Here from pomp and pride retired, nothing we would seem and be. Dust, yet with thy life inspired, nothing but beloved by thee. Symbols of our liberty and our service here unite. Captives by thy cross made free, soldiers of thy cross, we fight. Pressing onwards as we can, still to this our life shall tend. Where faith's earliest steps began, may life's latest moments end. Till amid the host of light, we in thee redeemed, complete, through thy cross made pure and white, cast our crowns before thy feet. Genesis chapter 32, verse 26. I will not let thee go, thou help in time of need. Heap ill on ill, I trust thee still, e'en when it seems as thou wouldst slay indeed. Do as thou wilt with me, I yet will cling to thee. Hide thou thy face, yet help in time of need, I will not let thee go. I will not let thee go, should I forsake my bliss? No, Lord, thou art mine, and I am thine. Thee will I hold when all things else I miss. Though dark and sad the night, joy cometh with the light. O thou my Son, should I forsake my bliss? I will not let thee go. I will not let thee go, my God, my life, my Lord. Not death can tear me from his care, who for my sake his soul in death outpoured. Thou diedst for love to me, I say, in love to thee, e'en when my heart shall break, my God, my life, my Lord, I will not let thee go. From Lyra Germanica. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Take no thought for the morrow, its trials or dangers. Why burden thy spirit with deepening gloom? Ah, today hath enough to distress and perplex thee. It needeth no shadow of dark things to come. Take no thought for the morrow. No sorrow shall touch thee, but that which thy God in his love hath decreed. Go to Christ with thy grief, as it daily ariseth, and seek for his strength in the moment of need. Take no thought for the morrow. Rich mercy abounding has marked every step of thy pathway till now. Put thy trust, then, in God, for the still distant future, effacing those dark lines of care from thy brow. Take no thought for the morrow. Its dawning may find thee a spirit at rest neath the altar of God. With the last battle fought and the last trial ended, the victory won through Emmanuel's blood. Genesis chapter 47, verse 9. How weary and how worthless this life at time appears! What days of heavy musings! What hours of bitter tears! How dark the storm clouds gather across the wintry skies! How desolate and cheerless the path before us lies! And yet these days of dreariness are sent us from above. They do not come in anger, but in faithfulness and love. They come to teach us lessons which bright ones could not yield, and to leave us blessed and thankful when their purpose is fulfilled. They come to draw us nearer our Father and our God, more earnestly to seek his face and listen to his word, and to feel, if now around us a desert land we see, without the star of promise, what would its darkness be? They come to lay us lowly and humbled in the dust, all self-deception swept away, all creature hope and trust. Our helplessness, our vileness, our guilt to make us own, and flee for hope and refuge to Jesus Christ alone. They come to break the fetters which here detain us fast, and force our long reluctant hearts to rise to heaven at last, and brighten every prospect of that eternal home, where grief and disappointment and fear can never come. Then turn not in despondence, poor weary heart, away, but meekly journey onwards through the dark and cloudy day. E'en now the bow of promise is above thee shining bright, and soon a joyful morning shall dissipate the night. Thy God hath not forgot thee, and when he sees it best, will lead thee into sunshine, will give thee hours of rest. And all thy pain and sorrow, when the pilgrimage is o'er, shall end in heavenly blessedness, and joys for evermore. Psalm 27, verse 14. In days of trouble and of care, I sought a message from above. Brief was the answer to my prayer, few were the words, but full of love. Ye who mourn an adverse fate, hear the message, pray and wait. Pray, the Lord is ever nigh, ready still with open ear. Wait, and he will yet supply hope and strength for every fear. Pilgrim, weeping at the gate, hear his message, pray and wait. Pray, he knows thy every thought, understands thy secret grief. Wait, he sends it not for naught, he will surely bring relief. Seeing all thy troubled state, still he whispers, pray and wait. Does the way seem long and drear to thy sad and bewildered sight? Pray, and thou wilt see him near. Wait, he'll lead thee to the light. Seek him early, seek him late. Fear not, doubt not, pray and wait. Dost thou long the day to see when thy Saviour shall appear? Pray, that thou mayest watchful be. Wait, the day is drawing near. Joyfully thou'lt then relate, 'twas not in vain to pray and wait. Weeping prayers are heard no more from that home of endless joy. Days of waiting are all o'er. Songs of praise each tongue employ. They who enter Zion's gate need no more to pray and wait. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Calm me, my God, and keep me calm, while these hot breezes blow. Be like the night dew's cooling balm upon earth's fevered brow. Calm me, my God, and keep me calm, soft resting on thy breast. Soothe me with holy hymn and psalm, and bid my spirit rest. Yes, keep me calm, though loud and rude the sounds my ear that greet. Calm in the closet's solitude, calm in the bustling street. Calm in the day of buoyant health, calm in my hour of pain. Calm in my poverty or wealth, calm in my loss or gain. calm in the sufferance of wrong, like him who bore my shame, calm mid the threatening, taunting throng, who hate thy holy name. Calm when the world's great news with power my listening spirits stir, let not the tidings of that hour e'er find too fond an ear. Calm as the ray of sun or star, which storms assail in vain, moving unruffled through earth's war, the eternal calm to gain. Bonar. James chapter 1, verse 2. I think of thee, O Saviour, and count affliction gain, if aught of suffering aid me to realize thy pain. I think of thee, O Saviour, and bless the chastening rod, conforming to thine image, thou chastened Son of God. My sufferings no atonement for sin could make to God. Alone, of all the people, thou hast the winepress trod. So there is naught of anger in this my Father's stroke. He is but gently teaching my neck to bear the yoke. And it is joy, my Saviour, a blessed joy to think, the cup I am but tasting thou didst vouchsafe to drink. I would press closer to thee, a heavier cross to bear, so I might better know thee, and more thy spirit share. Soon, as thou overcamest, I too shall overcome, and bless the love which kept me so long away from home. I had been lost for ever, hadst thou not thought on me. Cold is my heart and selfish, yet, Lord, I think on thee. Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Rejoice! 'Tis not in sorrow to dim that fund of joy, nor darkening to morrow its brightness can destroy. For in the Christian's heart is found one little spot of sacred ground. The waves may beat, the winds increase, they cannot reach that spot of peace. Rejoice when thou art feeling the keenest earthly smart, for then thy Lord is sealing his name upon thy heart. For often through the glare of day a cloudy pillar marks the way, but in the dark and starless night it changes to a shining light. Rejoice, though thou art waging a truceless war within, with evil spirits raging, and a heart prone to sin. For he who leads thee through the fray has fought the fight, has won the day. His strength thy shield, thy guide his voice. Sorrowful Christian, still rejoice. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Be faithful to the end. Let not danger nor distress make thy heart love Jesus less. Until death trust thou that friend. Ah, the suffering of this earth, all the glory is not worth which thy Lord will give to thee, when up yonder thou shalt be. Be faithful in thy grief. Let not storms from Christ divide. Let not weeping Jesus hide. Murmur not to get relief. For impatience makes thy care heavier much for thee to bear. Happy he who childlike will let God lead him up the hill. Be faithful in thy faith. Let not any robber bold take it from thy heart's stronghold. Keep thy covenant till death. Then, In the overflowing wave God is with thee, strong to save. Ah, thou goest there forlorn, when thou art to him forsworn. Be faithful in thy love. See the love God has for thee. Love thy neighbor, e'en when he lays more cares, thy cares above. Think how Jesus prayed for thee, by whose hands his cross arose. E'en as God doth thee forgive, so let mercy in thee live. And in thy hope stand true. Trust thou firmly in God's word. Is thy cry in trouble heard? Comes not he to help thee through? Hope thou in him firmly yet, for the Lord doth not forget. E'en now is help proclaimed. Hope can never make ashamed. Then forward, steadfast be, in faith, love, hope, forever. Lord, I hear, and I will never leave my God, who leaves not me. He is my soul's rejoicing still. Griefs no more my joy can kill. Reach forth thy hand, O God, my friend. Make me faithful to the end. Micah chapter 6, verse 6. How shall I meet my Savior? How shall I welcome thee? What manner of behavior is now required of me? I wait for thy salvation. Grant me thy Spirit's light. Thus will my preparation be pleasing in thy sight. While with her sweetest flowers thy Zion strews thy way, I'll raise with all my powers to thee a grateful lay. To thee, the King of glory, I'll tune a song divine, and make thy love's bright story in graceful numbers shine. What hast thou not performed, Lord, to retrieve my loss, whilst I was so deformed by sin and nature's dross? Thou raisest me to glory, endowest me with bliss, which is not transitory, as worldly grandeur is. No sinful man's endeavor, nor any mortal's care, could draw thy sovereign favor to sinners in despair. Uncalled thou camest with gladness, us from the fall to raise, and change our grief and sadness to songs of joy and praise. Ye, who with deep contrition bemoan your sinful state, fear not, Christ gives remission of sins, however great. He comes, repenting sinners with life and love to crown, and makes them happy winners of glory like his own. First Peter chapter 2, verse 21. He suffered. And wilt thou repine in this thy master's lot to join? He died for thee, and wouldest not thou die to the world's seducing show? He prayed for thee, wouldst thou be slow to seek the grace he can bestow? He lived for thee, wilt thou not strive henceforth to him alone to live? He bore God's curse thy soul to save, and fearest thou man's wrath to brave? He bore the cross. Wilt thou refuse to bear the cross his love shall choose? He rose for thee. From earth arise, and fix thy gaze upon the skies. He loves thee. Wilt thou turn away? He calls on thee. Wilt thou delay? Thou, whom he suffered to redeem, brother, make haste to follow him. E.Z.B. 258. 1 John chapter 1, verse 35. Master, where abidest thou? Lamb of God, 'tis thee we seek. For the wants which press us now, other aid is all too weak. Canst thou take our sins away? Can we find repose in thee? From thy gracious lips today, as of old, breeze, come and see. Master, where abidest thou? How shall we thine image best bear without upon our brow? Stamp within upon our breast? Still, a look is all our might. Looking draws the heart to thee, sends us from the absorbing sight with the message, come and see. Christian, tell it to thy brother, from life's dawning to its end. Every hand may clasp another, and the loneliest bring a friend. Till the veil is drawn aside, and from where her home shall be, bursts upon the enfranchised bride the triumphant, come and see. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 9. Spirit of everlasting grace, infinite source of life, come down. These tombs unlock, these dead upraise, thy glorious power and love make known. Breathe over the valley of the dead, send forth thy quickening might abroad, till, rising from their tombs, they spread in full array the host of God. Thy heritage lies desolate, and all thy pleasant places mourn. Oh, look upon our low estate. In loving kindness, Lord, return. Now let thy glory be revealed. Now let thy presence with us rest. O heal us, and we shall be healed. O bless us, and we shall be blessed. Bonar. Psalm 18, verse 46. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. Our God is good. In every place his love is known, his help is found. His mighty arm and tender grace bring good from ills that hem us round. Easier than we think can he turn to joy our agony. Soul, remember mid thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. Say, shall he slumber, shall he sleep, who gave the eye its power to see? Shall he not hear his children weep, who made the ear so wondrously? God is God. He sees and hears all our troubles, all our tears. Soul, forget not, mid thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. He who can earth and heaven control, who spreads the clouds o'er sea and land, whose presence fills the mighty whole, in each true heart is close at hand. Love him. He will surely send help and joy that never end. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. Scarce canst thou bear thy cross. Then fly to him where only rest is sweet. God is great, his mercy nigh. His strength upholds the tottering feet. Trust Him, for His grace is sure. Ever doth His truth endure. Soul, forget not in thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. When sins and follies long forgot upon thy tortured conscience prey, O come to God, and fear Him not. His love shall sweep them all away. Pains of hell, at look of His, change to calm content and bliss. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. Those whom the thoughtless world forsakes, who stand bewildered with their woe, God gently to His bosom takes, and bids them all His fullness know. In thy sorrow's swelling flood, own His hand who seeks thy good. Soul, forget not in thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. Let earth and heaven, outworn with age, sink to chaos whence they came. Let angry foes against us rage. Let hell shoot forth its fiercest flame. Fear not death, nor Satan's thrusts. God defends who in Him trusts. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. God liveth ever. Wherefore, soul, despair thou never. What though thou tread with bleeding feet a thorny path of grief and gloom? Thy God will choose the way most meet to lead thee heavenwards, to lead thee home. For this life's long night of sadness, He will give thee peace and gladness. Soul, remember in thy pains, God o'er all for ever reigns. From Lyra Germanica. Hymn 261, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 14. I am bound for the kingdom. Tempt me not, my spirit, to delay. In this wide world there's not a spot where I would wish to stay. I am bound for the kingdom. Hopes are mine, brighter than all below. I go where the glorious angels shine, and saints made perfect glow. I go where is waving the ever-green and life-bestowing tree. No flashing sword shall intervene to bar its fruit from me. I go where every sound is sweet, and every sight is fair. My longing heart and soul shall meet full satisfaction there. I am bound for the kingdom. Not a spot on earth can tempt my stay. Ye friends beloved, will ye not with me too come away? E. W. Hymn 262, Psalm 37, verse 7. Be still, my soul, Jehovah loveth thee. Fret not, nor murmur at thy weary lot. Though dark and lone thy journey seem to be sure that thou art ne'er by Him forgot. He ever loves. Then trust Him still. Let all thy care be this, the doing of His will. Thy hand in His, like fondest, happiest child, place thou, nor draw it for a moment thence. Walk thou with Him, a father reconciled, till in His own good time He calls thee hence. Walk thou with Him now, so shall thy way be bright, and all thy soul be filled with His most glorious light. Fight the good fight of faith, nor turn aside through fear of peril from or earth or hell. Take to thee now the armor proved and tried. Take to thee spear and sword. Oh, wield them well. So shalt thou conquer here to win the day, to wear the crown when this hard life has passed away. Take courage, faint not, though the foe be strong. Christ is thy strength, He fighteth on thy side. Swift be thy race, remember it is not long. The goal is near, the prize He will provide. And then from earthly toil thou restest ever, never again to toil, or fight, or fear, oh, never. He comes, with His reward, 'tis just at hand. He comes in glory to His promised throne. My soul rejoice, ere long thy feet shall stand within the city of the Blessed One, thy perils past, thy heritage secure, thy tears all wiped away, thy joy for ever sure. Job chapter 7, verse 3. For an invalid. Lord, the whole long day of pain now at last is o'er. Ah, how much we can sustain I have felt once more. Felt how frail are all our powers, and how weak our trust. If thou help not, these dark hours crush us to the dust. Could I face the coming night if thou wert not near? Nay, without thy love and might I must sink with fear. Round me falls the evening gloom, sights and sounds all cease, but within this narrow room night will bring no peace. Other weary eyes may close, all things seek their sleep. Hither comes no soft repose, I must wake and weep. Come thou, Jesus, o'er me bend, give me strength to cope with my pains, and gently send thoughts of peace and hope. Draw my weary heart away from this gloom and strife, and these fever pains allay with the dew of life. Thou canst calm the troubled mind, thou its dread canst still. Teach me to be all resigned to my Father's will. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Trust on, believer, though long the conflict be, thou yet shalt prove victorious, thy God shall fight for thee. Trust on, thy failings may bow thee to the dust, yet in thy deepest sorrow, oh, give not up thy trust. Trust on, the danger presses, temptation strong is near. Over life's dangerous rapids, who shall thy passage steer? Jesus is strong to save thee. He is a faithful friend. Trust on, believer. Trust Jesus to the end. E.W. Psalm 107, verse 26. Lord, the waves are breaking o'er me and around. Oft of coming tempest I hear the moaning sound. Here there is no safety rocks on either hand. 'Tis a foreign roadstead, a strange and hostile land. Wherefore should I linger? Others gone before long since safe are landed on a calm and friendly shore. Now the sailing orders, in mercy, Lord, bestow. Loose the cable, let me go. Lord, the night is closing round my feeble bark. How shall I encounter its watches long and dark? Sorely worn and shattered by many a billow past, can I stand another rude and stormy blast? Ah, the promised haven I never may attain, sinking and forgotten amid the lonely main. Enemies around me, gloomy depths below, loose the cable, let me go. Lord, I would be near thee, with thee where thou art. Thine own word hath said it, 'tis better to depart, there to serve thee better, there to love thee more, with thy ransomed people to worship and adore. Ever to thy presence thou dost call thine own. Why am I remaining helpless and alone? Oh, to see thy glory, thy wondrous love to know, loose the cable, let me go. Lord, the lights are gleaming from the distant shore, where no billows threaten, where no tempests roar. Long beloved voices, calling me, I hear. Oh, how sweet their summons fall upon mine ear. Here are foes and strangers, faithless hearts and cold. There is fond affection, fondly proved of old. Let me haste to join them. May it not be so. Loose the cable. Let me go. Hark, the solemn answer. Hark, the promise sure. Blessed are the servants who to the end endure. Yet a little longer, tarry and hope on, yet a little longer, weak and weary one. More to perfect patience, to grow in faith and love, more my strength and wisdom and faithfulness to prove. Then the sailing orders the captain shall bestow. Loose the cable, let thee go. Chapter 266, John chapter 14, verse 27. Let not your hearts be faint. My peace I give to you. Such peace as reason never planned, as worldlings never knew. 'Tis not the stilly calm that bodes a tempest nigh, or lures the heedless mariner where rocks and quicksands lie. It is not nature's sleep, the stupor of the soul, that knows not God, nor owns his hand, though wide his thunders roll. It speaks a ransomed world, a father reconciled, a sinner to a saint transformed, a rebel to a child. It tells of joys to come, it soothes the troubled breast, it shines a star amid the storm, the harbinger of rest. Then murmur not, nor mourn, my people faint and few, though earth to its foundations shake, my peace I leave with you. Chapter 267, Acts chapter 11, verse 23. Cling to the Mighty One, cling in thy grief. Cling to the Holy One, he gives relief. Cling to the Gracious One, cling in thy pain. Cling to the Faithful One, he will sustain. Cling to the Living One, cling in thy woe. Cling to the loving one through all below. Cling to the pardoning one, he speaketh peace. Cling to the healing one, anguish shall cease. Cling to the bleeding one, cling to his side. Cling to the risen one, in him abide. Cling to the coming one, hope shall arise. Cling to the reigning one, joy lights thine eyes. 268. Judges chapter 8, verse 4. I do not doubt my safety, that thy hand will still uphold me, even to the last, and that my feet on Canaan's hill shall stand, when the long wilderness is overpast. But often faith is weak, and hope is low. Forward, indeed, but faint and wearily I go. I do not doubt thy love, my Lord and my God, the love which suffered and which died for me, the love that sought me on the downward road, unclasped the fetters, set the captive free. But mine seems now so languid, dull, and cold. Oh, for the blissful hours which I have known of old! I do not doubt, unworthy though I be, thy worthiness, my Saviour, is mine own. One of thy many mansions is for me, in the good land where sorrow is unknown. But often clouds obscure the distant scene, and from the flood I shrink which darkly rolls between. Lord, at the evening time let there be light. Unveil thy presence, bid all darkness fly. Surely, ere now, far spent must be the night. The morning comes, the journey's end is nigh. Renew my strength, what yet remains to run, till glory crown the work which grace has here begun. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Be thou content. Be still before his face, at whose right hand doth reign fullness of joy for evermore, without whom all thy toil is vain. He is thy living spring, thy sun, whose rays made glad with life and light the dreary days. Be thou content. In him is comfort, light, and grace, and changeless love beyond our thought. The sorest pang, the worst disgrace, if he is there, shall harm thee not. He can lift off thy cross and loose thy bands, and calm thy fears, nay, death is in his hands. Be thou content. Or art thou friendless and alone? Hast thou none in whom thou canst confide? God careth for thee, lonely one. Comfort and help will he provide. He sees thy sorrows and thy hidden grief. He knoweth when to send thee quick relief. Be thou content. The heart's outspoken pain he knows, thy secret sighs he hears full well. What to none else thou darest disclose, to him thou mayest with boldness tell. He is not far away, but ever nigh, and answereth willingly the poor man's cry. Be thou content. Be not o'ermastered by thy pain, but cling to God, thou shalt not fall. The floods sweep over thee in vain, thou yet shalt rise above them all. For when thy trial seems too hard to bear, lo, God thy King hath granted all thy prayer. Be thou content. Why art thou full of anxious fear, how shalt thou be sustained and fed? He who hath made thee, and placed thee here, will give thee needful daily bread. Canst thou not trust his rich and bounteous hand, who feeds all living things on sea and land? He who doth teach the little birds to find their meat in field and wood, who gives the countless flocks and herds each day their needful drink and food, thy hunger too will surely satisfy, and all thy wants in his good time supply. Be thou content. Sayest thou, I know not how or where, no help I see where'er I turn, when of all else we most despair, the riches of God's love we learn. When thou and I his hand no longer trace, he leads us forth into a pleasant place. Be thou content. Though long his promised aid delay, at last it will be surely sent. Though thy heart sink in sore dismay, the trial for thy good is meant. What we have won with pains, we hold most fast. What tarrieth long is sweeter at the last. Be thou content. Lay not to heart whate'er of ill thy foes may falsely speak of thee. Let man defame thee as he will, God hears and judges righteously. Why shouldst thou fear, if God be on thy side, man's cruel anger or malicious pride? Be thou content. We know for us a rest remains, when God will give us sweet release from earth and all our mortal chains, and turn our sufferings into peace. Sooner or later death will surely come to end our sorrows and to take us home. Be thou content. Lyra Germanica. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. God doth not leave his own. The night of weeping for a time may last, then, tears all past, his going forth shall as the morning shine, the sunrise of his favor shall be thine. God doth not leave his own. God doth not leave his own, though few and evil all their days appear, though grief and fear come in the train of earth and hell's dark crowd. The trusting heart says, even in the cloud, God doth not leave his own. God doth not leave his own. This sorrow in their life he doth permit, yea, chooseth it. To speed his children in their homeward way, he guides the winds. Faith, hope, and love all say, God doth not leave his own. John chapter 12, verse 21. We would see Jesus, for the shadows lengthen across this little landscape of our life. We would see Jesus, our weak faith to strengthen, for the last weariness, the final strife. We would see Jesus, for life's hand hath rested with its dark touch upon both heart and brow, and though our souls have many a billow breasted, others are rising in the distance now. We would see Jesus, the great rock foundation, whereon our feet we've set by sovereign grace. Not life nor death, with all their agitation, can thence remove us, if we see his face. We would see Jesus. Other lights are paling, which for long years we have rejoiced to see. The blessings of our pilgrimage are failing. We would not mourn them, for we go to thee. We would see Jesus, yet the spirit lingers round the dear objects it has loved so long. And earth from earth can scarce unclasp its fingers. Our love to thee makes not this love less strong. We would see Jesus. Sense is all too blinding, and heaven appears too dim, too far away. We would see thee, to gain a sweet reminding, that thou hast promised our great debt to pay. We would see Jesus. This is all we're needing. Strength, joy, and willingness come with the sight. We would see Jesus, dying, risen, pleading, then welcome day and farewell mortal night. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. I journey forth rejoicing from this dark vale of tears, to heavenly joy and freedom, from earthly bonds and fears, where Christ our Lord shall gather all his redeemed again, his kingdom to inherit. Good night till then. Go to thy quiet resting, poor tenement of clay. From all thy pain and weakness I gladly haste away, but still in faith confiding to find thee yet again, all glorious and immortal. Good night till then. Why thus so sadly weeping, beloved one of my heart? The Lord is good and gracious, though now he bids us part. Oft have we met in gladness, and we shall meet again, all sorrows left behind us. Good night till then. I go to see his glory, whom we have loved below. I go the blessed angels, the holy saints to know. Our lovely ones departed, I go to find again, and wait for you to join us. Good night till then. I hear the Saviour calling, the joyful hour has come. The angel guards are ready to guide me to our home, where Christ our Lord shall gather all his redeemed again, his kingdom to inherit. Good night till then. Hymns from the Land of Luther. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. Rest, weary soul, the penalty is borne, the ransom paid, for all thy sins full satisfaction made. Strive not thyself to do what Christ has done. Claim the free gift, and make the joy thine own. No more by pangs of guilt and fear distressed. Rest, sweetly rest. Rest, weary heart, from all thy silent griefs and secret pain, thy profitless regrets and longings vain. Wisdom and love have ordained all the past. All shall be blessedness and bright at last. Cast off the cares that have so long oppressed. Rest, sweetly rest. Rest, weary head, lie down to slumber in the peaceful tomb. Light from above has broken through its gloom. Here in the place where once the Saviour lay, where he shall wake thee on a future day, like a tired child upon its mother's breast. Rest, sweetly rest. Rest, spirit, rest. In the green pastures of the heavenly shore, where sin and sorrow can approach no more, with all the flock by the good shepherd fed, beside the streams of life eternal led, forever with thy God and Saviour blessed. Rest, sweetly rest. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief and pain. leave to thy God to order and provide, and every change he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, when dearest friends depart, and all is darkened in the vale of tears. Then shalt thou better know his love, his heart, who comes to soothe thy sorrow and thy fears. Be still, my soul, thy Jesus can repay from his own fullness all he takes away. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be for ever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and fears are past, all safe and blessed we shall meet at last. Be still, my soul, begin the song of praise on earth, believing to the Lord on high. Acknowledge him in all thy works and ways, so shall he view thee with a well-pleased eye. Be still, my soul, the sun of life divine through passing clouds shall but more brightly shine. Hymns from the Land of Luther. Hymn 275, John chapter 14, verse 2. Going home, and going quickly, 'tis a thought to cheer the heart. Should we suffer, be it meekly, soon the world and we must part, never more to meet again. There's an end of suffering then, there's an end of all that grieves us. How the thought of this relieves us. Going home, how sweet and cheering, going to the place we love, there in royal state appearing, mid the shining court above. There our Father lives and reigns, greater he than fancy feigns, there his people live for ever, there's a portion failing never. Going home, there's nothing dearer to the pilgrim's heart than home, drawing nearer still and nearer to the place where pilgrims come. Much he thinks of what will be, much of what he hopes to see, thinks of kindred, friends, and brothers, but of Christ above all others. 'Tis the blessed hope of seeing him he loves in glory there, blessed hope of ever being with the Lord his joys to share. 'Tis the hope which lightens toil, and in sorrow makes him smile, cheers him in the midst of strangers, keeps him when beset with dangers. Going home, though it behooves us here to live as strangers do, when the trial comes, it proves us, proves if we have faith or no. Let us make the promise sure, let us to the end endure, in the Saviour's love abiding, in the Saviour's strength confiding. Hymn 276, Luke chapter 12, verse 32. A little flock, so calls he thee, who bought thee with his blood. A little flock, disowned of men, but owned and loved of God. A little flock, yea, even so, a handful among men. Such is the purpose of thy God, so willeth he. Amen. Not many rich and noble called, not many great and wise. They whom he makes his kings and priests are poor in human eyes. Church of the everlasting God, our Father's gracious choice, amidst the voices of this earth, how feeble is thy voice! But the chief shepherd comes at length, thy feeble days are o'er, no more a handful in the earth, a little flock no more. No more a lily among thorns, weary and faint and few, but countless as the stars of heaven, or as the early dew. When entering the eternal hall in robes of victory, that mighty multitude shall keep a joyous jubilee. Bonar. Two hundred and seventy-seven. Psalm 6, verse 8. Weep not, Jesus lives on high. Oh, sad and wearied one, if thou with the burdened sigh of grief thou canst not shun, trust him still. Soon there will roses in the thicket stand, Goshen smile, smile in Egypt's land. Weep not, Jesus thinks of thee, when all beside forget, and on thee so lovingly his faithfulness has set, that though all ruined fall, everything on earth be shaken, thou wilt never be forsaken. Weep not, Jesus heareth thee, hears thy moanings broken, hears when thou right wearily all thy grief hast spoken. Raise thy cry, he is nigh. And when waves roll full in view, he shall fix there hitherto. Weep not, Jesus loveth thee, though all around may scorn, and though poisoned arrows be upon thy buckler borne. With his love naught can move, all may fail, yet only wait, he shall make the crooked straight. Weep not, Jesus cares for thee, then what of good can fail? Why shouldst thou thus gloomily at thought of trouble quail? He will bear all thy care, and if he the burden take, he will all things perfect make. Weep not, Jesus comforts thee, he yet shall come and save, and each sorrow thou shalt see lie buried in thy grave. Sin shall die, grief shall fly, thou hast wept thy latest tears, when the Lord of life appears. R. Schmolk. Two hundred and seventy-eight. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. Perfect through suffering, is this the path my Saviour trod? And shall I shrink to follow thee, thou Lamb of God? Perfect through suffering. The heart may faint upon the road, and flesh and spirit both may fail, yet hope in God. Perfect through suffering. The gold refined, no dross remains, and o'er the furnace watcheth one to guide the flames. Perfect through suffering. A bright reward before thee lies. Gird up thy loins to run the race, then seize the prize. Perfect through suffering. The countless throng of saints in light, through tribulations great have come, afflictions, fight. Perfect through suffering. Their robes made white in Jesus' blood, the tears from every eye are wiped, they reign with God. Perfect through suffering. The conflict o'er, the race well run, a crown of immortality and joy is won. Perfect through suffering. Is this the path my Saviour trod? Then welcome be its fiery cross. It leads to God. Two hundred and seventy nine. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We praise and bless Thee, gracious Lord, our Saviour kind and true, for all the old things passed away, for all Thou hast made new. The old security is gone, in which so long we lay. The sleep of death Thou hast dispelled, the darkness rolled away. New hopes, new purposes, desires, and joys Thy grace has given. Old ties are broken from the earth, new ones attached to heaven. But yet how much must be destroyed, how much renewed must be, ere we can finally stand complete, in likeness, Lord, to Thee. Ere to Jerusalem above, the holy place, we come, where nothing sinful or defiled shall ever find a home. Thou, only Thou, must carry on the work Thou hast begun. Of Thine own strength Thou must impart, in Thine own ways to run. Ah, leave us not, from day to day revive, restore again. Our feeble steps do Thou direct, our enemies restrain. Whate'er would tempt the soul to stray, or separate from Thee, that, Lord, remove, however dear to the poor heart it be. When the flesh sinks, then strengthen Thou the spirit from above. Make us to feel Thy service sweet, and light Thy yoke of love. So shall we faultless stand at last before Thy Father's throne, the blessedness for ever ours, the glory all Thine own. Hymns from the Land of Luther. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. My days are gliding swiftly by, and I, a pilgrim stranger, would not detain them as they fly, these hours of toil and danger. For oh, we stand on Jordan's strand, our friends are passing over, and just before the shining shore, we may almost discover. We'll gird our loins, my brethren dear, our distant home discerning. Our absent Lord has left us word, let every lamp be burning. For oh, we stand on Jordan's strand, our friends are passing over, and just before the shining shore, we may almost discover. Should coming day be cold and dark, we need not cease our singing. That perfect rest none can molest, where golden harps are ringing. For oh, we stand on Jordan's strand, our friends are passing over, and just before the shining shore, we may almost discover. Let sorrow's rudest tempest blow, each cord on earth to sever. Our King says, come, and there's a home, forever, oh, forever. For oh, we stand on Jordan's strand, our friends are passing over, and just before the shining shore, we may almost discover. John chapter 3, verse 2. What shall I be, my Lord, when I behold Thee in awful majesty at God's right hand? Amid the eternal glories that enfold me, in strange bewilderment, O Lord, I stand. What shall I be? These tears, they dim my sight. I cannot catch the blissful vision right. What shall I be, Lord, when Thy radiant glory, as from the grave I rise, encircles me? When brightly pictured in the light before me, what eye hath never seen, my eye shall see. What shall I be? Ah, blessed and sublime is the dim prospect of that glorious time. What shall I be, when days of grief are ended, from earthly fetters set for ever free? when from the harps of saints and angels blended, I hear the burst of joyful melody? What shall I be, when risen from the dead, sin, death, and hell I never more shall dread? What shall I be, when all around are thronging the loved of earth where I have come to dwell, when all is joy and praise, no anxious longing, no bitter parting, and no sad farewell? What shall I be? Ah, how the streaming light can lend a radiance to this dreary night! Yes, faith can never know the full salvation which Jesus for his people will prepare. Then will I wait in peaceful expectation till the Good Shepherd comes to take me there. My Lord, my God, a blissful end I see, though now I know not what I yet shall be. Hymns from the Land of Luther. Psalm 282, Psalm 95:1. Joyfully, joyfully, onward we move, bound to the land of bright spirits above. Jesus, our Saviour, in mercy says, come. Joyfully, joyfully, haste to your home. Joyfully, joyfully, onward we move, bound to the land of bright spirits above. Soon will our pilgrimage end here below, soon to the presence of God we shall go. Then, if to Jesus our hearts shall be given, joyfully, joyfully, rest we in heaven. Joyfully, joyfully, onward we move, bound to the land of bright spirits above. Teachers and kindred have passed on before, waiting they watch us approaching the shore, singing to cheer us while passing along, joyfully, joyfully, haste to your home. Joyfully, joyfully, onward we move, bound to the land of bright spirits above. Sounds of sweet music there ravish the ear, harps of the blessed, your strains we shall hear, filling with harmony heaven's high dome. Joyfully, joyfully, Jesus, we come. Joyfully, joyfully, onward we move, bound to the land of bright spirits above. Death with its arrow may soon lay us low. Safe in our Saviour, we fear not the blow. Jesus hath broken the bars of the tomb. Joyfully, joyfully, we will go home. Joyfully, joyfully, onward we move, bound to the land of bright spirits above. Bright will the morn of eternity dawn. Death shall be conquered, its sceptre be gone. Over the plains of our Canaan we'll roam, joyfully, joyfully, safely at home. Joyfully, joyfully, onward we move, bound to the land of bright spirits above. Psalm 37:5. Commit thy way to God. The weight which makes thee faint, worlds are to him no load. To him breathe thy complaint. He who for winds and clouds maketh a pathway free, through wastes or hostile crowds can make a way for thee. Hope then, though woes be doubled, hope and be undismayed. Let not thine heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. This prison where thou art, thy God will break it soon, and flood with light thy heart in his own blessed noon. Up, up, the day is breaking. Say to thy cares, good night, thy troubles from thee shaking like dreams in day's fresh light. Thou wearest not the crown, nor the best course canst tell. God sitteth on the throne, and guideth all things well. Trust him to govern, then. No king can rule like him. How wilt thou wonder when thine eyes no more see dim? To see those paths which vex thee, how wise they were, and meet. The works which now perplex thee, how beautiful, complete. Faithful the love that sharest, all is well with thee. The crown from hence thou bearest, with shouts of victory. In thy right hand to-morrow, thy God shall place the palms. To him who chased thy sorrow, how glad will be thy psalms. Paul Gerhardt. Two hundred and eighty-four. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Precious Saviour, may I live only for Thee, spend the powers Thou dost give only for Thee. Be my spirit's deep desire only for Thee. May my intellect aspire only for Thee. In my joys may I rejoice only for Thee. In my choices make my choice only for Thee. Meekly may I suffer grief only for Thee. Gratefully accept relief only for Thee. Be my smiles and be my tears only for Thee. Be my young and riper years only for Thee. Be my singing and my sighing only for Thee. Be my sickness and my dying only for Thee. Be my rising, be my glory only for Thee. Be my whole eternity only for Thee. E. W. Two hundred and eighty-five. Psalm 116, verse 7. Cease, my soul, thy strayings. Have they brought thee peace? Come, no more delayings. Cease thy wanderings, cease. These vanities how vain. Wander not again. Thou hast found thy centre. There, my soul, abide. Never more adventure now to swerve aside. These vanities, how vain, wander not again. Thou hast reached thy dwelling, safe, secure anchorage, from the perilous swelling of the tempest's rage. These vanities, how vain, wander not again. Tranquil hours now greet thee in thy calm abode. Gracious looks now meet thee from thy loving God. These vanities, how vain, wander not again. Pierce these mists that blind thee, press to yonder prize. Break the bonds that bind thee, rise, my soul, arise. These vanities, how vain, wander not again. Bonar. Two hundred and eighty-six. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19. Are your souls the Saviour seeking? Peace, peace, be still. 'Tis the Lord Himself is speaking. Peace, peace, be still. For before the world's foundation, God secured a full salvation. Happy people, chosen nation, peace, peace, be still. 'Tis the blood of Christ hath spoken. Peace, peace, be still. The destroyer sees the token. Peace, peace, be still. On God's word we boldly venture. All our hopes in Jesus center. Into rest our souls can enter. Peace, peace, be still. Great the calm the Saviour spreadeth, peace, peace, be still. Whatsoe'er your spirit dreadeth, peace, peace, be still. Though with mighty foes engaging, war with sin and Satan waging, storms of trial fiercely raging, peace, peace, be still. Ye who love the Lord's appearing, peace, peace, be still. Day and night through faith unfearing, peace, peace, be still. Though approaching judgment's thunder, filling all men's hearts with wonder, though earth's ties are rent asunder, peace, peace, be still. Jesus walks upon the ocean, peace, peace, be still. He shall hush its loud commotion, peace, peace, be still. Soon shall end our days of sighing, pain and sorrow, death and crying, till that hour on God relying, peace, peace, be still. Two hundred and eighty-seven, 1 John 3:2. We speak of the realms of the blessed, that country so bright and so fair, and oft are its glories confessed, but what must it be to be there? We speak of its pathways of gold, its walls decked with jewels so rare, its wonders and pleasures untold, but what must it be to be there? We speak of its peace and its love, the robes which the glorified wear, the songs of the blessed above, but what must it be to be there? We speak of its freedom from sin, from sorrow, temptation, and care, from trials without and within, but what must it be to be there? Do thou, Lord, midst pleasure or woe, for heaven our spirits prepare, that shortly we also may know and feel what it is to be there. Two hundred and eighty-eight, 1 Peter 2:7. My Saviour, thou art precious, more dear than life to me. Ah, whom have I in heaven above, or whom on earth but thee? And while thy works reviewing, I wonder and adore. I love thee for thy tender love, still more and more and more. I see thy form of beauty reflected in the deep, when sunny beams, like chains of gold, across the billows sweep. And when I cannot number, like waves, thy mercies o'er, I love thee for thy tender love, still more and more and more. To earth thou art returning, and this fair world shall be a holy temple, Lord, at last, whence praise shall rise to thee. Then all thy rule obeying, shall all thy grace adore, and love thee for thy tender love, still more and more and more. 'Tis sweet, though oft in sorrow, to call my Lord my own, and bend in heartfelt silent praise before thy heavenly throne. But soon each cloud of sadness, each fear, each danger o'er, the endless sunshine of thy love shall bless me more and more. To fairer, purer regions my soul shall soar away, and e'er behold thee as thou art in all thy bright array. Yet while, in wonder gazing, thy glories I explore, thy love shall claim my ceaseless song, still more and more and more. To faith thou art revealing thyself, while absent, Lord. By thine indwelling Spirit's power, and by thy written word. But soon the breaking morning her streams of light shall pour, and faith and hope shall yield the palm to love for evermore. C. A. H. Two hundred and eighty-nine. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. Sow ye beside all waters, where the dew of heaven may fall. Ye shall reap, if ye not be weary, for the Spirit breathes over all. Sow, though the thorn may wound thee, one wore the thorn for thee. And though the cold world scorn thee, patient and hopeful be. Sow ye beside all waters, with a blessing and a prayer. Name him whose hands uphold thee, and sow ye everywhere. Sow where the sunlight sheddeth its warm and cheering ray, for the rain of heaven descendeth when the sunbeams pass away. Sow when the tempest lowers, for calmer days may break, and the seed in darkness nourished a goodly plant may make. Sow when the morning breaketh in beauty o'er the land, and when the evening falleth, withhold thou not thine hand. Sow, though the rock repel thee in its cold and sterile pride, some clift there may be riven where the little seed may hide. Fear not, for some will flourish, and though the tares abound, like the willows by the waters will a scattered grain be found. Work while the daylight lasteth, ere the shades of night come on, ere the Lord of the vineyard cometh, and the laborer's work is done. Watch not the clouds above thee, let the wild winds round thee sweep. God may the seed-time give thee, but another hand may reap. Have faith, though ne'er beholding the seed burst from its tomb. Thou knowest not which may perish, or what be spared to bloom. Room on the narrowest ridges the ripened grain will find, that the Lord of the harvest coming in the harvest sheaves may find. Two hundred and ninety. Luke chapter 24, verse 29. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness thickens. Lord, with me abide. While other helpers fail, and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. Oh, thou who changest not, abide with me. Come not in terrors as the King of Kings, but kind and good, with healing in thy wings. Tears for all woes, a heart for every plea. Come, friend of sinners, thus abide with me. Thou on my head in early youth didst smile, and, though rebellious and perverse meanwhile, thou hast not left me, oft as I left thee. O, to the close, O Lord, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where, grave, thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. 291, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Christ alone, Christ alone, is the Christian's watchword here. Only Jesus will he own, him proclaiming far and near. Christ alone, Christ alone, list the newborn child of God, when the Saviour first is known and he feels the sprinkled blood. Christ alone, Christ alone, is the faithful watchman's cry, midst the foes of Jesus' throne, who his name and truth deny. Christ alone, Christ alone, is the noble martyr's song, till his spirit home has flown, gathered to the white-robed throng. Christ alone, Christ alone, shout the glorious hosts above, standing round the Father's throne, worshipping in perfect love. Christ alone, Christ alone, echo back, my soul, the words, thy redeeming Saviour crown, King of kings and Lord of lords. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. Return, O wanderer, to thy home. Thy Father calls for thee. No longer now an exile roam in guilt and misery. Return, return. Return, O wanderer, to thy home. 'Tis Jesus calls for thee. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. O now for refuge flee. Return, return. Return, O wanderer, to thy home. 'Tis madness to delay. There are no pardons in the tomb, and brief is mercy's day. Return, return. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, let us thine influence prove. Source of the old prophetic fire, fountain of life and love. Open the hearts of all who hear, to make the Saviour room. Let now us find redemption near, let faith by hearing come. Thou art the only comforter in all our soul's distress. Thou showest us our unbelief, and Christ's redeeming grace. Arise, and strengthen us, O Lord. Thou knowest we all are frail. Grant neither Satan, world, nor flesh, may o'er Christ's flock prevail. Cause all disharmony and strife in Christendom to cease, and give to all the flocks of Christ love, union, truth, and peace. Genesis chapter 27, verse 34. Lord, I hear of showers of blessing thou art scattering full and free, showers the thirsty land refreshing. Let some droppings fall on me, even me. Pass me not, O God my Father, sinful though my heart be. Thou mightest leave me, but the rather let thy mercy light on me, even me. Pass me not, O gracious Saviour, let me live and cling to thee. Fain I'm longing for thy favour, while thou art calling, calling me, even me. Pass me not, O mighty Spirit, thou canst make the blind to see. Witnesser of Jesus' merit, speak the word of power to me, even me. Have I long in sin been sleeping? long been slighting, grieving thee? Hast the world my heart been keeping? Oh, forgive and rescue me, even me. Love of God, so pure and changeless, blood of Christ, so rich and free, grace of God, so strong and boundless, magnify it all in me, even me. Pass me not, thy lost one bringing, bind my heart, O Lord, to thee, whilst the streams of life are springing, blessing others, O, bless me, even me. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. I saw the cross of Jesus when burdened with my sin. I sought the cross of Jesus to give me peace within. I brought my sin to Jesus. He cleansed it in His blood. And in the cross of Jesus I found my peace with God. I love the cross of Jesus. It tells me what I am, a vile and guilty creature, saved only through the Lamb. No righteousness, no merit, no beauty can I plead, yet in the cross of glory my title there I read. I clasp the cross of Jesus in every trying hour, my sure and certain refuge, my never-failing tower. In every fear and conflict I more than conqueror am. Living I'm safe, or dying, through Christ the risen Lamb. Sweet is the cross of Jesus. There let my weary heart still rest in perfect peace till life itself depart. And then in strains of glory I'll sing thy wondrous power, where sin can never enter, and death is known no more. F. Whitfield. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Lo, I am with thee. Bid thy fears and anxious sorrows cease. My hand shall dry thy bitter tears, my lips shall whisper peace. Lo, I am with thee. When the tomb thy loved ones calls away, my voice shall cheer the valley gloom with thoughts of endless day. Lo, I am with thee. What the loss of all thou canst deplore, when placed beside the awful cross, which once for thee I bore. Lo, I am with thee. When the bed of languishing is thine, thou shalt repose thine aching head upon my love divine. Lo, I am with thee. When the knell of closing hours shall ring, mine arm the fatal foe shall quell and crush his vanquished sting. Lo, I am with thee, still the same through endless years above. Mid brighter worlds I shall proclaim my changeless, deathless love. Macduff. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Alone with thee, my God, alone with thee. Thus wouldst thou have it still, thus let it be. There is a secret chamber in each mind, which none can find, but he who made it. None beside can know its joy or woe. Oft may I enter it oppressed by care, and find thee there. So full of watchful love, thou knowest the why of every sigh. Then all thy righteous dealing shall I see, alone with thee, my God, alone with thee. The joys of earth are like a summer day, fading away. But in the twilight we may better trace thy wondrous grace. The homes of earth are emptied oft by death with chilling breath. The loved departed guest may ope no more the well-known door. Still in that chamber sealed, thou'lt dwell with me, and I with thee, my God, alone with thee. The world's false voice would bid me enter not that hallowed spot, and earthly thoughts would follow on the track to hold me back, or seek to break the sacred peace within, with this world's din. But by thy grace I'll cast them all aside, whate'er betide, and never let that cell deserted be, where I may dwell alone, my God, with thee. The war may rage, keep thou the citadel, and all is well. And when I learn the fullness of thy love with thee above, when every heart oppressed by hidden grief shall gain relief, when every weary soul shall find its rest amidst the blessed, then all my heart, from sin and sorrow free, shall be a temple meet, my God, for thee. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. Thou hast stood here, Lord Jesus, beside the still cold grave, and proved thy deep compassion and mighty power to save. Thy tears of tender pity, thine agonizing groan, teach how for us thou feelest, now seated on thy throne. Thou hast lain here, Lord Jesus, thyself the victim then, the Lord of life and glory, once slain for wretched men. From sin and condemnation, when none but thou couldst save, thy love than death was stronger and deeper than the grave. Thou hast been here, Lord Jesus, but thou art here no more. The terror and the darkness, the night of death, are o'er. Great captain of salvation, thy triumphs now we sing. O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? We wait for thine appearing. We weep, but we rejoice. In all our depths of sorrow, we still can hear thy voice. I am the resurrection. I live, who once was slain. Fear not, thy friend and brother shall rise with me and reign. Second Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. A Dying Martyr's Hymn. Sing with me, sing with me, weeping brethren, sing with me. For now an open heaven I see, and a crown of glory laid for me. How my soul this earth despises, how my heart and spirit rises, bounding from the flesh I sever, world of sin, adieu for ever. Sing with me, sing with me, friends in Jesus, sing with me. All my sufferings, all my woe, all my griefs I here forego. Farewell, terrors, sighing, grieving, praying, hearing, and believing. Earthly trust and all its wrongings, earthly love and all its longings. Sing with me, blessed spirits, sing with me. To the Lamb our songs shall be, through a glad eternity. Farewell, earthly morn and e'en, sun and moon and stars of heaven. Earthly portals ope before me. Welcome Christ in all his glory. Revelations chapter 21, verse 4. Beyond the smiling and the weeping, I shall be soon. Beyond the waking and the sleeping, beyond the sowing and the reaping, I shall be soon. Love, rest, and home, sweet hope, Lord, tarry not, but come. Beyond the blooming and the fading, I shall be soon. Beyond the shining and the shading, beyond the hoping and the dreading, I shall be soon. Love, rest, and home, sweet hope, Lord, tarry not, but come. Beyond the rising and the setting, I shall be soon. Beyond the calming and the fretting, beyond remembering and forgetting, I shall be soon. Love, rest, and home, sweet hope, Lord, tarry not, but come. Beyond the gathering and the strowing, I shall be soon. Beyond the ebbing and the flowing, beyond the coming and the going, I shall be soon. Love, rest, and home, sweet hope, Lord, tarry not, but come. Beyond the parting and the meeting, I shall be soon. Beyond the farewell and the greeting, beyond the pulse's fever beating, I shall be soon. Love, rest, and home, sweet hope, Lord, tarry not, but come.